Triple M. Bruin Ditts, top three things you need to know.
There's a three-year-old with coronavirus over in Western Australia at the moment.
Now, we were told kids don't get it or don't pass it on.
Well, they're not spreaders, yeah, but yeah, three-year-old has got it. We had hardly any new cases. I think on Saturday there was only one state that had new cases, and that was Victoria. Every other state and territory in Australia was virus-free in terms of new positives. So that was a great result. But
13 in one family in Melbourne.
Yeah, there's a few clusters in Melbourne. But yeah, so a pretty good result over the weekend. But a three-year-old has got it in WA.
Now, what are the Chinese saying?
The Chinese come out on the weekend and said they're 99% sure that they've got a virus that's going to work.
A vaccine.
A vaccine, yeah. A vaccine that's going to work. So that is great news. I mean, I don't know this person. I don't know how, if they exaggerate or not. But when you say something's 99% sure, you're really saying you've got it unless, you know, something.
All right, well, let's hope that happens
quickly.
Left
field comes and gets us. So, yeah, wait and see.
Sport being played now. The NRL started on Thursday, played over the weekend. And what they did is an idea they've borrowed out of the UK, I think, but to raise money, you could pay $22 and have a cardboard cutout photo of yourself sitting in the crowd.
What
right?
did that look like? I didn't
see it either, but there were no crowd, but there were cardboard cutouts. And, yeah, $22 a throw. So, you know, it's a good way to raise some money anyway. Of course, people have been quite creative.
A little bit naughty.
And we've seen all sorts of people in the crowd. So one we saw was the world's greatest serial killer, the doctor of the UK. He was in the crowd. He killed, what, 250 people?
Oh, God.
You know the minister who's causing all the kerfuffle in the UK, Boris Johnson's minister who went and visited Dominic Cummings, or he was in the crowd. He was in the crowd. He's everywhere.
How did he get over it?
Yeah, well, he's everywhere. People sent in pictures of their dog, and they were sitting in the crowd as well. So, yeah, people having a bit of fun.
Why not?
Yeah,
It rated very, very well, though, didn't it?
It was
the highest rating home and away game in the history of NRL.
Yeah. Well, people around the world will be watching it too because there's no other sport to watch. They're saying in America and the UK they were watching it.
Well, you got to hand it to them. It looked like a very, well, almost irresponsible thing to say starting in May when Peter Volandi said it, the chairman, but they've come up trumps.
All right. Now, SpaceX, Elon Musk's rocket took off yesterday, I think on Sunday. These two astronauts, Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, are now in outer space. They've gone to the space station. They've landed.
It all went well.
Yeah. Do you know they're going to be up there for about 4 months?
What do they do when they're up there?
Get a bit whiffy, wouldn't it? Like, it's not like they've packed a change of clothes like a suitcase. And
there's no shower in there?
No. How do you eat for 4 months as well? How do they take food and all
these
those sorts
are all
of things?
The things I do not know, Diz.
Yeah. Anyway,
spent too much time researching what astronauts
the
do.
The interesting thing about this is here. Let's have a listen to the song they listen to as they're walking out of the rocket. Bit of Akadaka. They did. No, they were playing AC/DC as they were getting ready and prepared for their launch. Yeah. Takes you back to your footy days.
Beautiful.
Doesn't it?
Oh, well, I suppose. So you've got to get pumped up for it.
Yeah. But I wonder this is what I thought they would have listened to. Maybe that. Or maybe this one. David Bowie. But anyway, how good's that? They listened to the good old Aussies, Akadaka, as the astronauts were preparing to get up there on the space station.
Beautiful.
All right, that's what's making news. Ruin Ditts on Triple M Statman coming up next.
Ruin Ditts for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, good morning, Lehman, on this Monday morning. How are you?
Oh, on you, dickheads.
Oh, that was our first text.
Yeah.
Was that you?
Seriously, you guys need to put that on a billboard.
That's usually what we're saying to the audience.
You could sell a range of T-shirts, stubby holders. I could now.
Yeah, I like it, actually, Lehman. I'm going to do something with that. I'm going to put my creative mind to work.
Put it down the side of your car. I can see it everywhere. On your dickhead.
Oh, yeah, I would embrace it a bit more. I did take offence to it the first time I heard Dits read it out, but...
I'll tell you what, the good Triple M listeners of Adelaide have burst out of the block.
Oh, talking about bursting out of the blocks, we've been texting for 25 years and we've just opened up a texting line and making out we're ahead of the curve.
Innovative, we're called.
Getting with the time. You'll start taking emails next year.
Righto, fax us on bloody blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I want people to send telegrams if they can.
Get the old carrier pigeon.
Yeah. So, guys, Morse code us on. But good stuff, guys. I do love that the text line is open. And so you guys can read the texts that come through as you're on air.
You're really
opening yourself up. You need a skin to operate. Well,
Lemo, you know what's happened now? It's sort of opening up for Alice a little bit here.
Yeah. It's turned into Tinder within half an hour.
Exactly. It's like we need to remind people this is not a dating service. There's other platforms for that. But
maybe it is a dating service. It's actually instrumental in this system being put in.
What's that, Lemo? Say that again.
Was Alice instrumental in the system being put in?
Oh, yeah, it's all her idea.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's playing a long game here.
Yeah, well, we'll just keep an eye on it, Lima. We'll keep you informed of how the new text line is going here at Triple M on 0488 51047.
There it is. Let us know what your thoughts are. Hey, I'm in Melbourne, of course, at the moment, and coronavirus restrictions are being lifted.
Yep, we've got them here as well, Lemo, at the moment. They've restricted Lemo's service.
Speaking of modern technology, Lemo's gone.
We might have to get him back.
Right, he gave us the big spray about technology.
Yeah, come on.
Have you paid your phone bill or what?
I know. They were being heckled by Telstra.
Yeah, they were listening.
So it's good to be back with you guys. Now, you were just doing an ad for all the good wood. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's right. Wood for good.
And it's where they've got all the good wood. Well, it's funny you should mention that because guess whose birthday it is today? Edward Woodward.
No.
This is spooky.
It is Edward Woodward's birthday today. And I always loved his name because it reminds me of it. Did you ever hear that joke? That his name sounds like when you fart in the bath. Edward Woodward.
But he's also one of the great name jokes in the world. So what do you call a bloke with a wooden head? Ed Wood. What do you call a bloke with three wooden heads? Ed Wood Woodward.
Ed Woodward.
Lemo would have used those in his gigs over the years, wouldn't you, Lemo?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So there it is, a great day for all the wood for good at Goodwood.
And Alice has just chimed in as well. Alice the Wax, if you take all the D's out, it's ee-wah woo-wah.
Hey, the possibilities are endless.
Which doesn't quite rhyme with
you could do an hour on Edward Woodward on stage. It's unbelievable.
Edward Woodward. In fact, that's going to be my festival show next year. Edward Woodward. There we go. Hey, now, guys, before I remembered to pay my phone bill just a few moments ago.
Yep.
Beauty parlours, all right? In fact, restrictions are being lifted in Victoria today. It's a little bit behind South Australia. But one of the businesses that are opening up today for the first time in 2 months are beauty parlours.
Yeah, same here today, Lemo.
Oh, same in South Australia today. Well, can we all just spare a thought for the beauty therapist today? Because what they're going to have to see today, a normal person should not have to lay eyes on.
Exactly
okay?
Right.
Are we talking whippersnippers, machetes?
Yeah.
Wait, we are talking three-man jobs. We're talking whippersnippers.
Bit of shearing.
We're talking full face masks. we're talking in when it gets too much, they'll call in Jim's mowing.
It's going to be ugly.
Just spare a thought. I mean, I know just my wife alone, her eyebrow. I woke up this morning, thought I was in bed with John Howard.
Bart Cummings.
Just spare a thought, as I said, for all our beauty therapists there today. And a quick shout out to Elon Musk and the SpaceX. That was exciting, wasn't it, guys?
Well done, Elon.
Very good.
Do you reckon those two astronauts, as coronavirus is everywhere in America and riots are breaking out, Do you reckon there might be some stowaways on that rocket ship? can we do, in fact, I pictured it a bit like, have you ever seen a train in India where people are hanging off the side of the train?
Well, Mel got a text earlier from a friend, Mel, didn't you? What did it say?
This is very good.
Yeah, it just said to the astronauts leaving on the space rocket, good choice.
Absolutely. In fact, are they taking bookings? I reckon the rest of us might want to follow suit.
There's restrictions on there.
Yeah. Indeed. In fact, I saw the picture. See that photo of Donald Trump as the rocket was taking off? You saw the back of Trump's head? And it really did look like the last time I saw a picture like that, it was Kim Jong-un watching a rocket take off.
You could take off on these comb over, couldn't you, nearly?
And you just knew Trump was looking at that going, I might build a Trump Tower on the moon.
Yeah, why not? On Mars.
It won't be long before he's making the moon great again, guys.
He's making the moon.
Hey, good on you, Liam-o.
All right, good on you, guys.
Good on you, Liam-o.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M Roo. We've got something new to launch right now. We're getting into the 21st century. This is amazing. What is it?
That's a new text line.
Right. So any of our listeners can text us at any time now and comment on, I don't know, good things, bad things, your favourite song, or
they
you know,
make a request.
You can have an argument with us if you like. You can have a do anything, any comments you'd like on the show. Now the number is. Do you want to give it to us?
Yeah, I can do that. 04885. So 04885.
Yep.
1047.
Okay, so pretty easy to remember. 04885. 1047. Now, tell us about this prize. We're going to announce on Thursday our best text of the week. All right?
Yep. We've got a $400 ultimate essay weekend, including a night for two at the Big Four Harndorf, right, which is one of the best, if not the best, caravan park up in the Adelaide Hills, plus a spot for two to do the roof climb at Adelaide Oval. So a great prize to get away in the hills, plus do a little touristy event at the Adelaide Oval doing the roof climb. So $400 on Thursday for the best text this week. And remember to save this number in your phone, 04-885-1047.
Got a couple coming in just now.
Already?
Right? Yeah, first one says, gee, Ditch, you dominate the breakfast show on Triple M.
Oh, well, that won't be winning the $400.
And there's another one here. It says, we prefer your show much more better than the rush hour. It's crap.
Ooh, okay.
No, it's not me. It's what people are texting in.
04-885-1047.
Yeah, easy. All right. Yep. And as we said, an amazing prize, all right? A night up at the Harndorf Resort and the roof climb at the Adelaide Oval. So this is open forever now. You can just text at any stage and comment on anything you'd like. Could be about world news. Could be anything. And we'll read them out here on Triple M.
Text Roo and Ditz anytime to get involved.
Ooh, a text.
04-885-1047. The Triple M text line is now open.
Yep, and best text of the week. It's that big prize of the weekend at the Harndorf Resort and the roof climb at the Adelaide Oval. We'll announce that Thursday.
We had any, Alice?
So far, we've got heaps. My favourite one so far, about time you dinosaurs got with the times. Welcome to the century. Love the show.
Come on.
Love the show way better than Eddie in Melbourne.
Mm.
Wow. Willie from Thistle Floors. Just want to see if this works. It works, Willie. Go the Lions. Love your show.
Go
Triple
the Lions.
M Adelaide. So many. I'm on it. I'm trying to reply to some.
Right.
Feel quite popular.
Any good ones? Any sort of positive?
The funny thing, the first text the Triple M line ever got.
What was it?
Is a message that says, on your dickhead.
Who was that from? There are our listeners.
A guy That's called good. Steven.
Come on, Steve.
On you, Steve.
Right back at you, Steve.
So I'm on the line now. Text me now.
All right. What is it? 04-885. 1047.
That's it. Well done.
That's good for me to remember.
04-885-1047.
But just a little tidbit, as a millennial, people can save that number in their phone. So just save it as Triple M, put it in now, and then
That's
you
right.
can text us anytime.
Right next to
About anything. Anything you like.
Bit of feedback.
Well, here's some inside goss someone's just texted
through. Oh, righto.
You better ask a Triple M farmer how he went getting unbogged in his paddock a couple of weeks ago from Anonymous.
Nice.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Hey, righto. Just make sure you screen these texts.
Righto.
Oh,
no. Triple M farmer, if you're listening.
Triple M farmer's
been bogged. We need to hear from you.
Like that. Trust me, when if you're a farmer, if you're from the country, you're not allowed to get bogged. Well, you're allowed to get bogged, but you've got to be able to get yourself out.
Actually, speaking of the Triple M farmer, I had to ring him for advice on Friday because I did a Weber, and I haven't done a Weber for a long, long time. So I rang
him. What did you do?
And
dudes?
It was a disaster.
What did you
do? Bad coaching. Bad coaching from the Triple M farmer.
What did you need? What
no,
sort of
like,
advice?
No, I tried a different thing because
what do you mean
my son
thing?
Said to me he'd had a Weber recently that was cooked on charcoal rather than the heat beads.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll give it a go.
What didn't you know to do?
Well, the charcoal went out.
Did you put heat beads on? Did you put jiffies underneath?
Yeah.
Well, what'd it go out for?
I don't know.
You had it in the wind.
I don't know, but I've got to try to learn to do it differently.
Right, okay.
So, a disaster.
Tastes a lot better with charcoal.
If you light it.
More flavour.
If you light it
if it's
right
a light.
Way.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually cooking it. Otherwise, a little bit red.
Ruined it's on Triple M. 7:41, Ruined It's here on Triple M on this Monday morning, thanks to Adelaide Tools. So we're talking about the drive-in, Roo, because over the weekend it was chockers. Because, you know, with all the restrictions and everything, if you're sitting in a car just with your lovely or your mate or whatever, it's only the two of you, or maybe you've got kids in the back, I don't know. I think the movie was Jumanji, so it's probably more of a family night out, wasn't
yeah
it?
Yeah.
Were you a big drive-in goer as a kid?
Oh, yeah. That was one of the few entertainment options we had up in the Riverland. We even had one a little, like where I grew up at Waker, which has only got 4,000 people. They had a drive-in there. They had a drive-in at Barmera. Went up there. I remember going up there to watch The Doors when that came out way back then. They used to pack them into the car.
Yeah,
didn't we? I think it was almost like a sport in itself.
How many can we?
How can we get in tonight?
And look, to the owners of the drive-in now, we're not promoting this, but we were all naughty kids at some stage. And
well, back then you knew the drive-in.
There was always someone on the floor in the back. And we had our feet
someone
on top.
Someone, or how many?
No, you had people in the boot, but even on the floor, though, in the back seat, we'd have a rug over the top of that bloke and put our feet on top of him.
Yep.
And the old bloke used to lean over with a torch. He'd go, is there anyone in there?
No, got a rug.
And then the bloke would sneeze or something. He'd go, I heard someone down there. I said, no, mate, there's no one there, I promise. And then what we did at the Seaton Drive-In, Roo, is we got a bit smarter. We used to run. There was a road down the side of the Seaton Drive-In, so three of us would run down there and hide because there was a hole under the fence.
No, the old hole under
the fence. So we just had one bloke driving in his car, and he's just on his own. But then the other three of us would run through in under the fence and run and meet him inside the drive-in.
Come on, Dits.
We did all sorts of things.
What about when they had the specials on? $10 a carload.
Oh, yeah.
That was a beauty.
Yeah.
And there was no real, I don't know, seatbelt, you know, wasn't super keen on it way back in those days up at Wakery. So
well, the worst invention.
Get a few in the car.
The worst invention that came in, because my first car was a little Tirana and it had a bench seat, right?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Worst thing that happened was bucket seats because you couldn't like, attack, you know, you couldn't get over there.
Gear stick got in the way.
Yeah, gear stick, everything. It was clumsy.
Mm.
Anyway, Nicole has sent us in. This is our new text line, Roo. Nicole, first date with my now husband was at the Murray Bridge Drive-In 17 years ago at the age of 16, and they're still together. How beautiful is that? So that's Nicole from Rosewater.
Oh, see, the drive-ins were for a bit of the kiss and cuddle too, weren't they?
Of course it
was. I was too young for that at that stage, but that would have been.
That is the only reason you went to the drive-in.
What, the fog the windows up?
Of course it was.
What, didn't you watch the movie?
No.
Really?
Stupid. Except when I had a car full of four mates. I wasn't kissing on with them, no, but...
So did you do a little bit of...
Bit of slap and tickle, as they called it.
Slap and tickle?
Yeah, a little bit of slap and tickle.
Oh, what? you're getting aggressive.
Bit of hanky-panky.
Can't slap them, dude.
No, it's still what it was called.
Oh, right. Gee whiz. A bit of slap and tickle for Uncle Dit. So... 133353. Any drive-in stories from yesteryear? Do you want to share your memories of going to the drive-in?
Well, like Nicole.
I can remember it like yesterday, you know?
Yeah. And then it changed. Remember, you used to have to get a speaker and you would put
clip
it on
your
inside of the window. But then it got really technical. There was a little clip that went onto your car aerial and you played it through your car radio.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, that was real high tech.
Through your radio?
Through your radio. You clipped a little thing onto your aerial.
Whatever next. A text line, probably.
And then the hot nights. Get out. That'll never happen.
Yes.
Never take off.
Yeah, I reckon.
And then there were the great hot nights where you actually sat outside the car with your esky. You took along chairs.
See, up at Wakery, everyone took utes, dits, and sit on the back with deck chairs and stuff like that. All the farm utes.
Yeah.
A few guns.
Give us a ring.
What? Fireworks.
133353. Give us a ring. Tell us about your drive-in story. Tell us about your favourite drive-in experience.
Yes, let's go to Semaphore. G'day, Daryl.
G'day. How are you, boys?
They have a drive-in at Semaphore, surely?
Nah, mate. Every year we'd head down. We used to head down to Port Elliot, the old drive-in down there. And every year there was a group of us that stayed at the Kite and Rock Surf Lifesaving Club, but we had a competition to see every year who could get into the drive-in in the most unusual way. And We were towing boats in there, and there were guys on the floor with lounges piled on top of them, and there were blokes running on the side of the combi down on the blind side. Mm. But I ended up winning it because I climbed on the roof of the combi, jumped into the surfboard cover, and they strapped me to the roof rack to go in one year.
In the surfboard cover.
That's fantastic.
In the surfboard cover. So that was a blinder. They wouldn't have let me out for about 10 minutes when we got in there, but afterwards they got out and they were high-fived around.
Well done. That's good. Very creative.
Well done, Daryl. Congratulations, mate. 133353. Tell us about your drive-in stories.
Ruined It's on Triple M talking about your best drive-in story because the drive-in returned over the weekend and it was packed.
Yep. Let's go to Blythe. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Ruud. How you going, Bill?
Good, thanks. What would you like to say?
A while ago, I met my missus at a disco at Elizabeth Down.
Right.
Oh, and I went and saw her. That was a Friday night, and I went and saw her on a Saturday afternoon, and I borrowed my mate's fully restored Monaro.
Yeah.
Right. So I said, yeah, all right, you want to go to the Jeff Scott Drive?
How could she knock that back, Mark?
Hey?
How could she knock that opportunity back?
That's it. But when I went and picked her up, I had to borrow my mum's Toyota Corolla.
Oh, that's a little bit different to your mate's Monaro. Yeah,
it was, but as from May next year, we've been together 40 years.
Oh, how good's that, Marcus? Hey, well done.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how you swap your cars out and you keep them.
But keep your wife
keep
as well.
Keep your wife, yeah. Think about that one. Let's go to an anonymous caller. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, anonymous. Good, thanks. What would you like to say?
Yes, I'm not putting my name to this because my dad was disgraceful. So
I wonder why you're anonymous.
What happened?
Yes. Well, if I gave my name, everyone would know exactly who I am.
Yeah.
So we went to the Kadena Drive-In.
Right.
So it's not a big town. So my brother and I, we wanted to see Crocodile Dundee, and Dad had been fishing all day with his mate, Holly. Anyhow, Holly and Dad decided they were coming to see Crocodile Dundee with us too. They'd been drinking and fishing, and they'd been given a heap of smoked snook, and they jumped in the back of the Land Cruiser, and Mum and my brother were in the front of the Land Cruiser, and by the end of the night, Dad was out of the car. And he's still drinking long necks, and he's still eating smoked fish, and the smell was horrendous. I was so embarrassed.
Really good movie.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks good on you, Anonymous. Let's go to Blair Athol. G'day, Barry.
Yeah, g'day, Ruin Dits. I was fortunate to work at one of the drive-ins at Jepps Cross as a youngster, and we used to have tray boys, drink boys, and... Also, car service boys, and this one night I
car got service.
A order from Ryder. Yeah, that was with a white coat on, and you go and get whatever they wanted out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
So that was all right. One night I felt pretty good, so I was running like mad, and I just about ran through the pole that held the
speaker
up. And this one lady, she nearly fell out of her car. But man. Can I tell you some stories what used to happen there? I used to
work there. The Jeff's driving.
Yeah. Gee, run in the pole would hurt a bit, wouldn't it, Roo?
Yes, you can ride into them or run into them. Yeah. Let's go to Woodville West. G'day, Brad.
Morning, lads. How are we?
Good, Brad.
So going back probably 20-odd years or so now, I had that promotion you were talking about, which was your pay per carload.
Yep.
So being crafty, one of our mates had a ute. So we strapped about three lots of couches on the back of it, pulled up the front, and there was about 12 of us jumped on the back looking like the Beverly Hillbillies, rocked up to the ticket booth. Guy looked out the window, took a couple of looks at us, said, I'll pay that and let us in.
Oh, good. Beautiful.
Good on you, Brad. Well done. Let's go to Morpher Vale. G'day, Cliff.
Hello, Cliff.
Just having trouble getting
just got stuck.
Cliffy there.
He won't come on. I've got some text messages here, Ruud.
Read out a couple of
texts. This is our brand new text line, 0488851047. Peter from Ross Trevor says, first time at the drive-in 10 years old at Barmera and sat outside the fence with his brother with a couple of deck chairs because they could still hear the volume anyway and had snacks and had great fun doing that. A lot of people did that, sit outside in their
chairs. Near Lake Bonnie, the Barmera drive-in.
Yeah, was it? Okay.
Yep.
How many times did people take off with the speaker still attached and rip them out the field? Yeah, that happened. Kez says here, my boyfriend had a Morris Minor and we took my younger sister and brother into the blue line at West Beach in the boot. That always happened a lot. The little ones, right, you're in the boot. So, yeah, we've got plenty of text messages coming in.
We've got Cliff
in.
Back on now,
once again, 0488 51047, the text line.
Let's go to Morfordvale. G'day, Cliff.
Hello, can you hear me?
We yes. can, Cliff.
That's great. Back in the day, you used to be able to hire kegs from the local bottle shop. My father had a bottle shop, so you could get an 18 or a 10-gallon keg if you had a party on the Saturday night.
Yep.
What you didn't finish, we'd take to the Marion Twin Drive-In, sit on the back of a ute, and there might be 10 of us all finishing off the kegs from Saturday night at the drive-in.
Right.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, that would have been a good night out, or a good weekend by the sounds of it.
Too right.
Good on you, Cliff. All right, plenty of people with memories of the drive-in, Ditz.
Someone's just asked here if Ditz, that's me, I'm just reading as it is, said, Ditz, did you take oranges to the drive-in and pash them? Look,
well, you did practice on them.
I gave a tip a while ago for young people listening. That's how you practice. If you want to practice to learn how to kiss, you pash an orange.
Can I just tell you something right now, Ditz? You might not be aware, but oranges are in season. They're fresh and juicy and plenty of sugar at the moment, so it might be the time of the year to practice your passing right now.
Right.
In season. Navels.
All right. Thanks for that. Good advice. Ruined It's on Triple M in a moment. A new thing's happening today. You can go to the pub. You can do all sorts of things. We'll talk about that next on Triple M.
Stage 2 restrictions easing of today. It was going to be June the 8th, which was going to be the Monday of the long weekend, and they took it back to June the 5th, and now they've taken it back to today.
Yep.
So it's really good news that we're opening up ahead of schedule. In Publand, we know that we can have up to 80 people there now. If you've got four separate areas that can do the one person port per every 4 square metres, so 20 outside and up to 60 inside, but a lot of places won't be able to have that many, but that's a good start. So I think you'll find that just about every pub will open today. They'll deem that to be enough people to make it viable to open the door. So that'll be good for all the staff. There's a huge amount of hospitality staff in South Australia, as there is in the whole of Australia, that have been doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs on JobKeeper, if they're lucky enough to be on that. There's also a lot of people, casuals, that hadn't been at pubs and restaurants and cafes for up to 12 months who have been getting nothing. So, and look, they're probably not going to actually get employed during this period, because most places will just use the JobKeeper wages to get them through this period. Anyway, pubs are open. We know that beauty salons are back open, so the girls will be booked in there. I would have thought they'd be waiting for this day for a while to get a bit of a makeover. Nail salons are open as well, if that's what you call them. Gyms are back open, but yeah, only 20 in areas, so probably won't be viable for a lot of them, but I presume most gyms will open as of today. In indoor fitness centres as well, tattoo parlours, massage parlours are all open as well, so lots of things starting to really crank up.
I'm going to be flat out today. Got to get my nails done, got to get my hair done, got to get a tattoo. I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
What else can I do? Go to the pub.
You want to go to the pub for lunch and dinner.
Yeah, it's going to be a full-on day.
Go and catch a movie?
Get a movie as well.
Did you say you were going to do a workout?
Workout at the gym, yep.
Yeah, so it is great news, and and non-contact sporting competitions also allowed to kick off again today, and I think training's going to free up for kids as well. And if you unfortunately have a funeral on, as Bob Hammond's family will have later on this week, up to 50 people will be able to go to funerals. That's been a really tough thing through this period. If you're dying and you got to pick your top 10 or 20, but now that's gone up to 50 as well. So great news for South Australia, who are sort of leading the way, aren't
we? All right, we're on the way, aren't we? There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
On Ruined Dits for breakfast, it's time to talk entertainment.
That's entertainment.
With Peter Ford.
Yes, Peter Ford, good morning. Tell us about celebrities going crazy. Why the silence about the violence?
Yeah, well, it should be the hashtag, right? Silence about the violence. Because, look, for the last 10 weeks, every day I've gone on television or gone on radio and have been talking about the stuff that celebrities have been doing on their social media. I mean, literally Madonna having a bath, someone else baking bread, someone else cutting their own hair. They've been determined to stay in the news cycle. And now, suddenly, any reference to don't burn buildings or don't loot shops, nothing. Nothing.
Is that because they're scared of getting taken out of context or maybe, you know...
Are they scared of losing some fan base if they're seen to be saying don't go and do that? I mean, loads of people have tweeted about the death of George Floyd, so they should. But nobody... The only person who I've seen, literally the only person who I've seen who has actually put something on social media saying don't loot shops is Vanessa Bryant. Now, she, of course, is the widow of Kobe Bryant, and not 6 months ago, she lost her husband, and she lost a daughter, a daughter. Mm. So you can imagine the grief she's in. Now, how is that she's got the guts to actually say, don't loot buildings, that's not the way to do it? But nobody else will. Where's Oprah saying that? Where's the Obamas saying that? I think that's very odd that nobody's willing to do it.
Really? So you actually think there is more to it?
Well, I just think they're gutless. I think they're scared that some of their fan base are not going to like it. Now, you have other examples. Now, Cher, a couple of hours ago, she sort of started to say, yeah, don't burn down buildings and businesses because people have built them up. But then she goes on to say, so don't burn down any building that has a sign out the front that says, this is a black-owned business. Now, how idiotic is that? Mm. Then example number two, you've got Harry Styles from X One Direction, of course. He's announced he's giving money to bail out people who are in prison. Not giving money to bail out or help people whose, you know, laundromat has been burnt down or haven't got a job to go to tomorrow. You know, he's giving the money to bail out people who have been put into prison. Now, some of those people might be innocent, genuine protesters who got caught up. But a lot of them, they are simply there to smash windows, get into the shop and grab as much free stuff as they can.
Yep.
But Harry Styles is going to bail them out. You know, and what an incentive that is for other people to think, oh, well, it doesn't matter if I get arrested. Mm. A celebrity is going to bail me out anyway. Example number three, that dingbat, Susan Sarandon, the actress, she's announced on Twitter, defund the police. So she wants to take the police out. Now, can you imagine if those protesters get anywhere near her joint, she won't be able to get to the phone quick enough to dial 911 to say, come and help me. What an imbecile that woman is.
Yep, it's a bit of a horrible situation at the moment, isn't it? And Lady Gaga's had an attack on Trump as well.
Well, she sort of went halfway to say, don't be violent, but then she turned it into a whole anti-Donald Trump thing, which, of course, that's another layer of what is going on. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, why isn't Trump doing a national address and all that? Well, we all know that wouldn't help. You know, he's so hated and so despised that it's only going to make people angrier anyway. Then you have Madonna an hour or so ago. Now, she has tweeted endorsement for Malcolm X. You might have seen the movie some years ago about Malcolm X. Now, there were two great civil rights leaders in the 60s. One was Martin Luther King and the other was Malcolm X. Martin Luther King did not believe in any violence. Malcolm X did. And she's endorsed him. So she goes on her... Madonna has said he's fabulous. And she said, you know, nothing. We shouldn't resort to violence, but... dot, dot, dot. I mean, literally saying, but... dot, yes. dot, dot. I mean, these people are just nuts. And you know, if there's any threat to their home or their property or their business, they'll be squealing like banshees.
Yep. Think you're right, Pete. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk later in the week.
Have a good one.
Peter Ford here on Triple M.
Now... Like a Sherpa lost in the mountains.
High on a hill was a lonely goat.
We're on a journey to find the goat. You helped us build the list. Now we're counting them down each day. From 20. Not bad. To number one.
Get your goat on with Goat Soap at Chemist Warehouse.
Triple M's Goat.
What number are we down to, Roo?
We are down to 15, Ditch.
Gee, we're getting through them quickly. All right, so read out the list so far, Roo.
Number 20 was in excess. Yep. We're baffled by
that. Stunned by that.
And then Midnight Oil come in at 19, and lots of people love Midnight Oil. Green Day were 18, and we thought, wow, there's going to be some good ones in front of them. 17 was Elton John, formerly known as Reggie, and Jimmy Barnes by himself was at 16.
16, yeah.
So it's been a great start.
All right, here it is today, number 15.
Kurt Cobain foreshadowed it right from the start. Load up on guns. It was never going to last forever. Entertainers! Nirvana. Is that another reason for staying?
We are Nirvana.
They came from the seedy underbelly of Seattle grunge rock in the very late 80s.
It really was a powerful group. Don't do anything. A lot of Nirvana's music is Kurt's intensity was captured.
And by 1991... Let me take a ride, cut yourself. They were ready to reinvent music.
We wanted to really make a good record, I think.
Nevermind blew the doors open and ushered in a whole new generation of music. Come as you
are, as you were. Nirvana's sound was like something no one had ever heard before.
Somehow the music industry had changed.
Leaving behind the big commercial appeal of heavy, hard, and glam rock.
They launched in this crazy, insane jam, and it was kind of scary.
Kurt would do a vocal, but you could never tell him to take it easy, so he'd blow his voice out.
This new sound was something teenagers of the 90s could really connect to. Grunge.
We just started jamming, and that riff started taking shape.
Chris and Dave have a part deciding on how long the song should be and how many parts it should have. I don't like to be considered as the whole songwriter.
The music was basic.
By today's standards, it's a really simple record.
The words didn't always mean anything.
A lot of times when I write lyrics, it's just garbage, stuff they spew out of me.
But it connected straight away because it was real. Their sound defined a generation. Kurt Cobain came out screaming. He was an absolute individual. He did his own thing right till the end. But eventually, Nirvana's success, which was way more than anyone ever expected, became too much.
Something snapped in Kurt.
Like many of the greats, Kurt Cobain died at 27.
He'd been killed by a shotgun wound to the head. The verdict was suicide.
That whole slacker generation thing didn't apply to us when we went to work on music. We were serious about it.
From 1990s teen spirit to rock immortality. Nirvana.
Amazing stuff. Ooh. At number 15, greatest of all time. You'll hear their songs all day here on Triple M. And at 3 o'clock, we will play their best three songs as voted by our listeners. Here they are, Nirvana.
Get the pubs open.
I love to have a beer with
104.7 Triple M's Support Your Local.
Well, support your local, all right, Dits. Most of the pubs will open up today. There's probably a few around last week with 10 in and 10 out.
Yep.
But I think most pubs will open up the doors today. They can have 20 in each area, up to four areas, a maximum of 60 inside and 20 outside if you've got the room and the divisions that allow you to do that. So it's good news to be able to get people back in the workforce.
Yep.
People to have more options to go and have a snitty or a steak or a salad or a beer or a wine or a champers, whatever they want to do, Dits. And we're encouraging people to ring in and tell us about their local. And you can go to triplem.com.au and tell us about your local pub and how it's going and drive a bit of business for them.
All right, this morning, first up, we're going to talk about the Bridgeway. Remember, we had our fifth birthday out there last year.
How beautiful
good,
pub.
Yeah, the Renault out there, the outdoor area, absolutely magnificent. Footy will be on soon, so you can head out there and sit in the beer garden. Huge screen, and Trent from the Bridgeway's on the line. G'day, Trent.
Yeah, g'day, Dits. How are you?
Yeah, good. So you're back up and running today. Tell us what you're going to have on offer.
Yeah, we are, mate. We're back to full or almost full strength down there. So we've got the all our beers back on tap, all of our full wine list going, and all the full menus.
So they have to book to get in, Trent, or can they rock up and see if there's available seats? How would you prefer people to operate?
Yeah, well, we're running under area capacities at the moment. So we're only allowed 20 people per area, up to 80 people for the whole venue. So we definitely would prefer bookings.
Yep.
But given the size of the hotel, if there's capacity available, we'll take walk-ins.
And you're taking sort of, you're doing separate services, like starting at 12 o'clock and 1:30, or you just take them as they come?
Oh, look, we did that in stage one when there was only 10 people, and yep. It was really tough. But now we've basically increased our booking times to an hour and a half for bistro settings.
Yep.
And we're doing them every 30 minutes.
Now, I remember when we had our birthday out there, you were promoting those pizzas. Can people still do that, pick up pizzas on the way home?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the Miss Margaret pizzas there, the wood-fired, and all of our menus actually takeaway now as well. So if you do try to come down and there's no room, you can always order, get a takeaway and take it home.
All right, sounds good. One of the big pubs in Adelaide, it's a ripper, the Bridgeway. If you want a book, by the way, 8262-4531, 8262-4531, but it really is one of Adelaide's great iconic pubs, isn't it, Roo?
Sure has. Hey, huge.
Yep, in a moment, Roo, the drive-in was open and it was chockers over the weekend. I want to talk about memories, things you did at the drive-in when you were younger. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo and Ditz on Triple M, all thanks to Adelaide Tools.
It's G'day, this is John Farmer.
Hello, Roo.
On Triple M's Roo and Ditz for breakfast.
Not really enough for argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Oh, it's been another big weekend, plenty to talk about. Let's go to the phones, Roo.
Hello, good morning. Who's our first caller?
Hi, is that Roo and Ditz?
Yeah, hello, yes, hello, who's that?
It's Bob.
Bob who?
Bob Hurley.
You're one of the astronauts, Bob.
That's right, I'm on the ISS. We come up here on SpaceX, and I just thought I'd ring you guys because you're in Adelaide, Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in space.
That's right. I'm in space, and we like ACDC.
Yeah, we heard that. This is an incredible story. If you missed it earlier, the astronauts played Back in Black as they were getting ready to get into the rocket, and so that was your motivational music, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Doug, I put it towards Doug, who's not such a fan, and when I suggested it, you know how it went down?
What?
Went down like a sat in a spacesuit.
Right. Bob, you've actually got your surname mixed up there. You're Bob Behnken and he's Doug Hurley, but anyway, I just
Doug
thought,
Hurley.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Bob and Doug up here. So we go around the earth and lovely to talk to you guys.
Yeah. All right, we'll have a safe trip up there.
See you,
mate. God, gee, we get everyone calling in here.
I didn't
so
think they'd be listening.
The astronauts have landed safely at the space station, which is good. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, is that Big Red Cat?
Yes, hello. Is that JK, is it?
Yeah, you know, of course it is.
Jahangir Khan calls us from to time. Yep.
Hey, Big Red Cat, I've been watching The Last Dance, you know.
Oh, Michael Jordan, Doco.
I see a lot of similarities between you and him and me and, you know.
Really?
Because what do you call me?
JK.
That's right. What do they call him?
MJ.
MJ.
That's right. You know that. Did you see Reggie Miller? Did you see the episode where Reggie Miller from the Indiana Pacers, you know what he calls him?
What?
He calls him the Black Cat.
The Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Right. So you got MJ and the Black Cat. And we've got JK and the Big Red Cat.
That's right. So, you know, a lot of similarities there. And you know what happens when MJ beat little Reggie Miller?
What?
It was like me. It was like JK beating the Big Red Cat.
Yeah. I know. Are you going to ring me and remind me of this for the rest of my life or what?
I know. I just want to ring one question for you, Big Red Cat.
What?
Why are MJ's eyes so red?
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't look too good, did he?
It looks as though he's been a night on the town, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Big night.
Anyway, good to talk to you, Big Red Cat.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
See you, JK.
See you, JK. Who's our next caller? Caller number three. Hello, good morning.
Okay, I did say,
Muzz.
Tell you what, is that fair dinkum, that bloke ringing from space? Was
yeah,
really
well,
him?
I think so, yeah.
That was pretty good get to get someone like that travelling around the world. Amazing story, isn't it, you know?
Well, travelling around the world, he's in and out of space.
Yeah, he's right out there, mate. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading the Adelaide Advertiser this morning. Yeah. 5 things to do in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of coming down there because I can come down there now, can't I, from the
Murray? Yeah, right, yeah. We want people to travel within South Australia for sure.
Well, you know, all in the paper this morning, they say the best thing to do up in the Adelaide Hills is go and see the big rocking horse.
The big rocking horse, yeah. That's at Gummaraka.
Have you gone up there? Is that all you got?
No, we got lots more. Come and see the wineries. I'll take you around to the wineries.
Yeah, all right, mate. That's not too bad. You could do that, but what about, there's another one, mate, the National Motor Museum. What's that all about?
Yeah, in Birdwood, yeah. Got great old cars, new cars, a history of motives, or history of cars, the automobile industry.
So we go down and see a wooden horse, and we go and see a busted diff.
Well, there's a bit more to see than that.
You'll like it, Muzz.
I'm not ringing up for an argument, though, mate. That's all right.
All right.
Come down for the weekend with Dits. You have a great time.
Yeah, see you, boys.
All right, Muzz.
It's your shout. Your shout. Time for one more call, Roo, I reckon.
Yeah, our last caller. Oh, it sounds like Tommy. G'day, Tommy.
Hello, little boy. Hello, Ginger Nuts.
Hello, Tommy Tai Chi.
Come down to Gorgeous Street. Come on, Roo Boy. Come on, Ginger Nuts. You come down. We're open for business. I'm very happy Tommy Tai Chi this morning. Let me tell you that.
You making a dollar yet?
Oh, you know, we try to make ends meet. We had a lamb to dish now because Aussies love lamb. So we got black bean lamb. Or we got lamb dim sim. Anything with lamb on it seems to go well that, you know?
Yeah.
So you come down, but I leave you with this story. You please come down to my restaurant, the New Red Emperor Golden Moon Dragon Rickshaw Peking Mandarin Inn.
Yeah.
We're open for business now, but I leave you with this story from my great uncle.
Right.
Sex at 90 is like shooting pool with a rope.
What?
That's what it's like. That's what my great uncle say. See you, Robot.
Tommy, I've just picked up on that. Shooting Paul with a rope. I think it's a little bit limp, is what he's saying.
A little bit limp.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's all we got time for, thank God. Let's move on. Roo and Dits on Triple M. Over the weekend, very sad news, Roo, that South Australia and the sport of football lost a champion and a legend.
Yeah, they sure did. Bob Hammond, who, you know, he's just done everything in footy.
Yep, he has.
With 27 goals, 17, 179, beat Glenelg, 21 goals, 18, 144. And there's Bob Hammond again coming off the ground. A very, very happy captain coach for North.
I think player is where you have the most enjoyment, most fun, the most camaraderie. Coaching's next, and administration's next. I think that they're very clearly 1, 2, and 3. Football fashioned my life because of the team spirit, effort required, the highs, the lows. I had no real formal education. I had my intermediate, which was third year high school. And I guess that football's been my greatest tutor.
So he started at Kilburn as a junior. Can you believe that? The Kilburn Football Club, then went to North Adelaide and played in incredible North Adelaide teams, Roo. But you came to know him at the Adelaide Crows. He was the first chairman when the Crows were thrust into the AFL. So what are your memories of those early days?
I just remember when you saw Bob, you just shut your mouth and listened, basically. He was a man of sort of presence, a man of power. And you knew that when he came to speak to the players, it was something important was going to happen. So, he held a room and you just knew that you had to do what you were told. He was just like sort of like the ultimate boss, really. But he did it in a great way. He didn't speak too much. But as I said, when he spoke, you listened. And look, he was a great combination with Bill Sanders, who was the inaugural CEO. And then Bill went on to replace Bob as the chairman after that. So you had Bob Hammond and Bill Sanders as a great combination. And they were there through the good times of the premierships. They employed and sacked coaches in those early years. They were there to get Blighty, and they were there to sack Cornsey in the early days. So, yeah, what I didn't understand, Dits, is that what he'd done sort of beforehand, you know, with the playing at North Adelaide, the coaching at Nord, and I knew he'd coached at Sydney as a caretaker coach, but then to come to the Crows and be the chairman and then After doing that for 10 years, went on to the AFL Commission for 10 years as well, and gave SA Footy a voice at the big table.
Yep.
And no matter where you speak to people about Bob Hammond, they all say the same thing. They just love him and respect him, and you'd love to be remembered like that when you pass away.
Yeah, for sure. So for me as a kid, he was fullback for North Adelaide, one of the great fullbacks, and he was always the lock as the fullback for the state, played for South Australia, and in the teams with the Robron brothers and 71, 72, they won the premierships. He was, just a gun.
Yeah, Curls played with him in that 63 game and said he was, one of the best fullbacks to ever play the game in South Australia. And, it'll be a sad week. He's been crook for a while, old Bob. It's not good that he's gone. But he's a real quiet fella as well. Like, he never, wasn't a spotlight sort of guy. He'd just do his stuff and lead in the right way. Yeah. So super highly respected and feel for his family.
Good on you, Roo. The passing of Bob Hammond over the weekend. Very sad. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Roo and Ditz on this Monday morning here on Triple M. Roo, riots are out of control in at least 30 cities across the United States. Over the weekend, I saw Ashley Mullaney's report on Channel 7. She's in Minneapolis. And I've got to say, at one stage, she and her cameraman were running for their lives, and it looked very, very fearful. It really did. Let's get her on. Ashley, good morning. Have you managed to stay safe over the weekend?
Roo, Ditz, hi. How's it going? Yes, it was quite a chaotic weekend. A very volatile situation on the ground here. And I think what we've found is that things can go from being very peaceful and very calm to just igniting the second later. So those pictures you saw was the moment that Minneapolis police seemed to draw a line in the sand and come in with bigger numbers, greater force to move on protesters who were breaching this 8 p.m. protocol after what's been days of looting, of arson, and just widespread destruction in the city.
Been going for, 6 or 7 days or something now. Is there look like there's a couple of types of protesters there, the ones that want to do it correctly and sort of do it and get their point across, and then another group of people that I don't even know what they're doing there just for something to do?
You're right. I think there's definitely a mix of people now with different agendas, and some people that want to come here and just cause destruction. There are other people here who, to go back to the main point of the protest, which is to have justice for George Floyd, which is such an important cause. And these protesters, look, it's really hard to put yourself in their shoes, I think, to know the sort of fury and rage that they feel about what has happened. And speaking to some of these protesters, they have said to me, we've tried doing things peacefully. We have tried kneeling on one knee at football games. It's not stopped black people being killed at the hands of police. So if we need to raise hell, we will do so.
Well, Ashley, just on that point, we go all the way back to the LA days of Rodney King that people will remember.
Yeah.
And then it was 3 weeks ago that a black man was shot dead just going out for a run in Atlanta. And now, of course, the George Floyd. So I think a lot of us do sympathise and understand that the African-American people are now saying, as you just said, we've tried kneeling on one knee, we've tried things. What they must be saying, what do we do now? How do we stop all of this?
Yeah, I watched this really heartbreaking video this morning where there was three generations of African-American men just sort of in this heated debate, and one of them grabbed this young boy, 16 years old, grabbed him by the shoulders and shook him, and he said, "He's 46, I'm 36, we are angry, we are so angry, and do not put your life in danger, but you need to do something different. We, like, you're the future, you need to decide how we handle this." And it feels like there is some hope that this will be a turning point, that the world will, America will wake up, will sit up and realise that kneeling on a man's neck for 9 or so minutes until he passes out, until he loses his pulse, nothing about that is okay. Nothing about that is acceptable. And he has been charged now with third-degree murder and manslaughter. They want all four officers who were standing there and involved in this arrest to be charged too.
Well, that's exactly right. They stood there and watched it happen and did nothing. Why are these police getting away with this? Why have they been getting away with it for so long? What's the culture over there, or why do they accept this sort of behaviour by the by the police or the authorities over there? Ashley, do you know?
You know, I've thought a lot about this because I've covered a few fatal police shootings and things in America, and we lost an innocent Australian woman, Justine Damon. In the same city. And I try to put myself in their shoes and understand what it would be like to be a police officer in America. And I do have to say that I think, there is absolutely no excusing what has happened. But just to try and understand the situation and the culture in America, I think it is different here, given that a lot of the times police are going into situations not knowing if people are armed. And so maybe that creates this extra tension. I'm not sure. You know, in Australia, if there's a confrontation between police and someone, you don't assume that someone's got a gun on them. Here, it's a very real possibility, and it's a really dangerous environment. But I really hope that these, these ignorant or reckless police officers who have behaved this way are weeded out of the police force.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ashley, we know you're in Minneapolis, but I presume you're hearing the news that at the White House, a fence has been pushed over this morning by protesters. Do you know much about that situation?
Yeah, we've got Amelia Brace, our other correspondent, on the ground at the White House now. I'm hoping to speak to her any minute. But we've seen these protests ignite day after day. The White House, New York, Los Angeles. This is a fire that spread from Minneapolis well beyond the city here. But to know that that's happening at the White House is a real concern, because they have, you know, you would have seen the Secret Service that surrounds the perimeter there at the White House. And I really hate to imagine what would happen if people go too far and do try to breach the White House perimeter.
Very good
given
point.
That Donald Trump is at his home right now. The president is sitting inside the White House tweeting. So it wouldn't be a good situation.
No. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got to talk to a lot of people this morning, and you're doing a great job keeping us up to date. Thanks so much.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, guys.
Good on you. Ashley Mullaney, Channel 7's US chief
over there. Is it the culture of the whole country? Is it the culture of the police force?
It's been embedded for decades, centuries.
Is it the training of them as well? Like that, the lady, the white lady from Australia that got shot, I mean, that was just ridiculous, wasn't it? Is it the training? Are they too gung-ho? Are they?
Yeah, but the more you talk to people about guns over there, the more they defend it. And the more what they argue is, they say, well, we need guns because of these situations, whereas we look at it totally oppositely, don't we?
Absolutely. Something's got to change, Dits. It's getting very ugly.
Without being dramatic, I said to you just before the 7 o'clock news, Roo, I've just seen an interview on TV this morning talking to a lady, an Indigenous leader out of Darwin. So there are copycat protests happening around the world. So they've started in the UK. They'll definitely happen in more cities in the US. Please don't tell me we're going to have people in Australia think this is a good idea. Yeah, let's go out in protest as well, in support.
Hope not.